Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And, of course, Bo Morgan taking a few well-deserved days off. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experience personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have Which One Wednesday coming up in a moment.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
It's been a moment since I have not been the one writing the questions. It makes me nervous.
You should be. I think there's some good ones. I didn't put you guys too much up to task. I think there's only like one question, Mike or Bo. There's only like one Mike or Bo question.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about that aspect.
Yeah. I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, get yourself situated.
Mm. Well, yeah. As I always am, I'll just be on the side of fair and justice.
This is not the segment you should say that in, seeing as I used to judge this. And I literally pulled the plug on you judging this because it was so bad.
No, it was not biased.
So bad.
It was just fair and just. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, as the MLB wildcard series rolls on, game two is happening today. News did come out yesterday that Ron Washington is out as the Angels manager. I know he was dealing with some health issues over the last season, stepped away. Is there any realm that his career continues on, or is this going to kind of be it?
Does his career continue on? I think I would hope so.
Yeah.
And here's why. He's obviously dealt with off-the-field issues in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if he does go into retirement, doesn't strike me as a guy who needs to be in retirement. I'll just put it that way. I think he's great at baseball. I think his relationship with players is so good. I think when you look at his ability to really bridge the gap in a lot of different ways between manager and locker room and the way, you know, way he kind of did that here in Atlanta, I think he needs to be in a locker room. I'll just put it that way. And so I think it's beneficial. Now, will he get that opportunity? I don't foresee him getting an opportunity as a manager. I know we're kind of sitting on standby here in the city of Atlanta. I don't foresee that one happening. But I would love to hear news that no matter who's managing Atlanta, that Ron Washington is going to coach third base. I think that that's definitely always something at the top of my mind.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that like you. And I would just love to have Ron Washington back here in this clubhouse, period. Even if it's not as the third base coach. Again, I would love it if he was the third base coach. But even if he's just here bringing the vibes, doing those early pregame drills with the players like we saw him doing before when he was here in his previous stint, I would absolutely love that. As far as him being a manager, I think, and we talked about this earlier, and I'll say it again. Depending on how long he feels like he's got left, because I'm with you, Mike. I don't think right now he's ready to retire. Because, I mean, even if when the news came out that he got fired from the Angels and he wasn't going to return, he said he was ready to come back in 2026. Allie, you mentioned the quadruple bypass he had to have. He said he's eating better, stopped smoking. Yeah. So it seems like he's got his health issues figured out and turned around and going in the right direction. With all that being said, if he feels like he's got at least, and I don't know, he's 74. If he feels like he's got 5 years left and Brian Snicker doesn't come back, I kick the tires on him being manager. Now, again, that depends on if the Braves' timeline and Ron Washington's timeline align, and I'm not sure they will. But if they did, I would bring him back. And even if they don't, even if Brian Snitker comes back, I would, like y'all said, I would love to see him back here in a Brave uniform.
I might be wrong, but I think he's the one that put inspirational quotes in the guys' lockers every single day.
I believe that.
And that's the type of person I would love to be in that locker room.
I believe that. And look, it could be a situation where we do hear that Snitker's coming back and Ron Washington's joining the staff, and maybe it's a send-off for both of them throughout the next 365 days. I don't know. But, I would love for that to run that back with him being part of that staff and kind of recreate some of that magic in the relationships he obviously had. He's a very beloved person inside of that locker room. I don't know. It is crazy to think he's 74 because I think we all look at Brian Snitker and we're like, oh, he's older. He's older than Brian Snitker. He's older than Bill Belichick.
Right.
He's older than like all these people that we consider to be older coaches.
But he just has such a young soul. And you see when he interacts with players on the field, he seems so much more lively than 74.
He does.
Are you guys watching the Wild Card series at all? I caught a little bit of the games last night, and it was I'm an audio snob. I just have one little complaint here because it went from Boston Yankees. It switched over to the Dodgers Reds just automatically, and I was, on the couch far away from where the remote was and immediately went into Shohei Ohtani's, home run.
Yeah.
It was so loud. I don't know who was controlling the volume. It was like from one broadcast to the other. It went from low, manageable to
like,
so okay. were the commentators audio too loud or was it like the effects?
I think it might have been the effects.
Yeah.
The crowd. I mean, obviously the crowd was going insane that happened.
Speaking of taters, holy tater, he hit one.
The Wrigley Field was nuts. I will say that. Watched a little bit of that Cubs game, which was really good. And then I caught a little bit of the Dodgers. Blake Snell was dealing when I caught up with that one. I love playoff baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so good. As a matter of fact, I got one of those getting ready to rock here in Which One Wednesday.
Go ahead, man. I was going to ask you a question. Speaking of B teams, we talked about B teams before. Cubs your B team right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Dylan, who's your B team?
Baseball?
Yeah.
I don't have one. Oh, actually, no. I'll say this. Because my whole mom's side of the family is from Michigan, and they all are big Tigers fans. I'll go Tigers.
I feel the vibes. I'll go Tigers. That's good. And as a reminder, as always, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I am hosting Which One Wednesday today. I will throw out different questions at Allie and at Dylan. Some of you will have one for each of you, and then some of them I want from both of y'all.
Feels like targeting, but okay.
I'm going to ask both of you this one, but it's about Dylan, okay? When Dylan does get the bumper repaired and or move on to a new car, is Dylan more of a Tesla guy or a BMW guy? Would Dylan be more of a Tesla guy or a BMW guy? And let's start with Dylan on this one.
That's actually a really good question. I think I'm more of a BMW guy. I think I'll be more of a Beamer guy. Now, I'll say this. I do appreciate the Tesla not having as much maintenance, and I think a Tesla would be maybe a little more cost efficient, maybe down the road than a BMW would be. So I appreciate that about a Tesla. But if I'm picking just like what I would want, I'm going Beamer.
All right. What do you think?
All right. So it is BMW, but for the complete opposite reason, but using the same reasoning. So you have to remember to plug it in every single day. And we already realized that Dylan's not going to get after a fix real fast.
Oh, he's going to let it slide for a while.
I think you'll just you'll come out to your car in the morning and it won't be charged.
Yeah.
If you had a Tesla and you'd be like, whoops.
Yeah.
I understand why you would think that, but I'm actually very good about charging things. I make sure my phone, I make sure my phone is charged. And with my car, I would make sure my car is charged.
All right, let's rapid fire a couple of these. I want to make sure I get a bunch of them in. All right, if you were heading to the airport, would you rather be in a Waymo or riding on the MARTA? Waymo or MARTA? Driverless car or MARTA?
MARTA.
Waymo. Waymo's definitely more of a vibe.
Really?
I could just vibe out in a Waymo. Nobody's in there with me.
You can vibe out in a MARTA.
Nah.
You don't have to drive or anything. You don't have to worry about.
You don't have to drive in a Waymo. You don't have to deal with people.
I don't know, man.
I don't trust those
Waymos.
Waymo's
getting traffic, though.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's move on. How about this one? This is a Bo and Mike question. Who is more likely to survive 21 days on Naked and Afraid? Me or Bo? Which one of us would be more likely to make it through 21 days on Naked and Afraid? I will not take this personally either way. I promise.
I want to say you, but you have very specific things that you order subscription based. Your water is very specific every single day.
Yes, it is. I get
so there's a little bouginess there.
Oh, I'm definitely He is too, though.
I was about to say,
Bo's
bougie too.
He'd be like, wait, I can't bring Mio? No. So yeah. I'm going to go with you.
Okay, thank you.
But I don't think either one of you, you can survive.
I will not be upset either way. I'm genuinely curious.
No, I'm actually going to go with you too, because while y'all both do have bougie tendencies, y'all both aren't full on bougie, but Bo's got a little bit more bougie tendencies. And I think, Mike, you know, you were a captain of Alabama. That was a rough and tough team. I feel like you can dive into your rough and tough days.
I do appreciate that. All right, here we go. Saturday morning at 7 a.m., you'd rather be sleeping or doing exercise? Saturday morning at 7 a.m., would you rather be sleeping or doing some form of exercise?
Exercise. I knew I'd
get you on that one. Everybody's going, what's wrong with you? What do you think?
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No, I'm sleep, fam.
Yeah, I was going
to. I'm sleep. Look, we only get a select few days to sleep in.
Hey.
At this point in my life, I'm sleeping at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
On that one. More beloved in the city of Atlanta, Matt Ryan or Chipper Jones? More beloved in the city of Atlanta, Matt Ryan or Chipper Jones? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I'm actually going to go with Matt Ryan on this. Chipper Jones, because Chipper is loved and he's always been loved, but I feel like now that Matt Ryan is gone, we appreciate him the way that we should have appreciated him when he was here. So I feel like Matt Ryan's love has almost increased. While Chipper's has stayed consistent, I feel like Matt Ryan's has increased almost that past Chipper.
Chipper.
Yeah.
It's absolutely Chipper. We haven't been hurt.
You can't
hurt.
Say Matt. You can just say Chipper.
You can just say Chipper. We have, like, you know, he's like this mythical creature that comes out and he saves Freddie Freeman, you know, during Snowpalooza. Like, he is just always around, and the Braves haven't hurt us.
Okay.
In the same way.
Wow. Wow. That won't hurt.
Yeah, okay, I won't bring it up, but you know.
Let's move on.
I wanted to say that wasn't Matt Ryan's fault, but I don't want to go down
that hole. Yeah, let's move on. All right, how about this one? We'll go back to the same kind of realm. After their career is over, and Dylan, we'll start with you on this. After their career is over, who will be more beloved in the city of Atlanta, Bijan Robinson or Trae Young? After their careers are over, looking into the future, who will be more beloved, Bijan or Trae Young?
I'm going to say Bijan, because I think Trae has come with some drama, and I don't see Bijan coming with that drama. And I think at their respective games, they're both the same caliber of star player, and they're both going to have that same type of stardom. I think Bijan is just going to come with a little less drama than Trae already has. So I'm going to go Bijan.
Interesting.
It is Bijan, because not that Trae shouldn't have stood up for himself a couple weeks ago with those videos going back, like, cite your source. But Bijan just would never happen.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, donuts or croissant? Donut or croissant? Allie, we'll start with you.
Donut.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Am I getting the croissant any way I want it?
Yep.
Croissant.
Wow. How are you ordering this thing then?
I want
just
me
butter that thing up.
I buttered up chocolate filled, baby.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey there.
Didn't see that one. All right. How about this one? Shiny helmets or matte helmets in the NFL? Shiny helmets or matte helmets like the Falcons wore last weekend in the NFL?
Oh, I'll start this one. Give me shiny. I'm just a shiny type of guy. I like a good shine. Now, Matt, a good Matt looks really good, but I'm more of a shiny guy.
Interesting.
Matt, you know, I think Matt is having a moment
it
right now,
is.
Especially with vehicles,
yeah.
Helmets.
It's happening in NASCAR.
I love it.
Matt NASCAR is kind
really
of
really loving
crazy
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? I'm going to give you the tater tots the morning hash browns from Chick-fil-A. The morning hash browns, you know, the circle hash browns. Or you get to have hash browns at Waffle House on your plate. Which one are we going with? And I'm not talking about scattered, smothered, and covered. I'm just talking about the normal hash browns mm-hmm. versus the normal hash browns. Mm-hmm. Which one are we going with?
Ooh. Oh, this is so hard.
I was thinking
so
about
good.
This during your list yesterday of French fries, and I was like, man, what about the hash browns for the morning?
I would love to sit down at Waffle House and just enjoy. Like, that seems like a moment where you're just going to sit down and enjoy, where the rounds, you're popping them, you're on the go.
Yeah, you're like almost eating them in your car 90% of the time. What do you think?
See, you answered my one question. If I can't have them, because once you go, you know, scattered, smothered, and chunked, you can't go back.
Yeah, 100%. So, that's unfair.
They got to be the rounds.
Okay.
Rounds for
All right, and how about this one? Playoff basketball or playoff baseball? Playoff basketball or playoff baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were going that. Right?
As a basketball guy, I'm actually going playoff baseball because it's so much more intense.
Okay, courtside or suite when you go to that game? Courtside or suite?
Courtside.
Courtside, feet on the floor, baby.
Man,
you ain't
if your
feet ain't on the wood, you ain't there.
That's right.
Hey. and last one, which would be a better babysitter for Bo's baby? Which one of you?
Me!
Better babysitter for Bo.
Look at the vehicle!
I would take great care of Mel.
Like that, dog?
I would take great care of Mel. I'm a very good babysitter. I actually used to babysit as a younger child, but it's still Allie.
I got nieces. I got nephews. I mean, Aunt Allie is the coolest.
I think, y'all would both be really good babysitters. How about this one? Bonus. Which one would be a better babysitter, Abe Gordon or Randy McMichael?
Randy. Randy's got kids. Now, Abe takes great care
Randy
of Chipper.
Like, that kid would be fine, man. Let him go over there. Just a little playpen.
Now, Abe takes great care of Chipper, but I'm still going Randy. He's got kids. He knows his way around.
It'll be funny
I'm
either
going
way.
Randy,
yeah,
dude.
They both would be fine.
Yes.
But, like, Randy would be like, cool, I got it. And then Abe would be like, well, let me understand. What is the process? I need to know Abe.
How many ounces
he would
of
dissect
formula?
It way too much.
Yeah, they would both be fine, though. They would both be great.
Abe would annoy the babysitter more than anything. Like, the baby would be chilling, and he would just be blowing up whoever the parent is.
Good stuff. All right, thanks for playing.
I love it. All right, we've got the wake-up call coming up next, 404-726-0929. We've been giving out grades for the Falcons so far this season. What grade do you want to give them? Call us now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res. Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.